Time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
USDA has announced they will require testing of lactating dairy cows crossing state lines for the H5N1 virus after fragments of the virus were found in tests of commercial dairy products. USDA will also mandate that laboratories and state veterinarians report all positive influenza A tests in livestock to USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. The Food and Drug Administration is now doing much broader testing of dairy products nationally to determine the extent of H5N1 fragments in pasteurized dairy products. FDA said H5N1 is neutralized by pasteurizing. They've been testing H5N1 in chicken eggs, and the heat needed to destroy the virus in chicken eggs is lower than pasteurizing. The Centers for Disease Control says there is low risk to human health and has seen no increase in foodborne illness. Energy-related payments to farmers for oil, natural gas, and wind production have continued to be a significant form of farm income and vary widely depending on where farmers operate, according to a new study by USDA's Economic Research Service. ERS study data from USDA's Ag Resource Management Survey in its analysis covering 2011 to 2020, finding that 3.5% of farms received energy payments and the average annual payment was more than $30,000. And we look for showers across the plains here today and some severe weather in Nebraska and southward.
If you're a truck guy, you know what you want. Go to BillionAuto.com, where it's easy to find a truck that works as hard as you do. Shop all the major brands from our huge new and used inventory. Plus, our fleet department may be able to offer you additional farmer, rancher, or business owner discounts. If you can't find what you're looking for, get priority access to incoming new inventory by ordering exactly what you want today. Shop nearly 1,000 new and used trucks at BillionAuto.com.